My campaign to separate truth from myths we were taught in school is producing a treasure trove of information. Today, I'll give you several smaller bits of history. We were all taught about Cleopatra in Egypt in school. What we were not taught is that Cleopatra was not from Egypt. She actually had Greek ancestry. Her native language was Koun Greek, and she was the first Ptolemaic ruler to learn the Egyptian language. Another myth we were told is that our heart skips a beat when we sneeze. But this phenomenon is not unique to sneezing. Coughing, gagging, and other acts can have a similar effect on the vagus nerve. Some old wives' tales contain only a kernel of truth, if any. But the one about your heart skipping a beat during a sneeze is not completely unfounded. Here's another one. Remember when you were told that we only use 10% of our brain? The 10% of the brain myth is a widely perpetuated urban legend that most or all humans only use 10% or some other small percent of their brains. The popular notion that large parts of the brain remain unused and could subsequently be activated rests in popular folklore and not science. All areas of the brain have a function. And this myth: summer is warm because the earth is closer to the sun in the summer. The truth? It is always warmer during the summer because Earth is tilted during its orbit. Our home planet's tilt allows the sun's energy to hit us more directly. In fact, the Earth is farthest from the sun in July and is closest to the sun in January. Let that sink in. We were also taught that the Great Wall of China is visible from space, but no man-made object can be seen from space. The Great Wall of China, frequently billed as the only man-made object visible from space, generally isn't, at least to the unaided eye in low Earth orbit. It certainly is not visible from the moon. You can, though, see a lot of other results of human activity. The invisible wall theory was shaken after China's own astronaut, Yang Liwei, said he could not see the historic structure from space. There was even talk in China about rewriting their textbooks that espouse the theory, a formidable task in the Earth's most populous nation. We were also taught that coffee stunts our growth. But research has shown that coffee does not stunt our growth. Coffee does contain caffeine, which stimulates the nervous system. For most people, a cup or two of coffee a day does no harm. And is it safe to eat something if we know an animal eats it? No, that's another myth. Birds and squirrels can eat certain berries and mushrooms that would kill a human being. As few as 20 holly berries would be fatal to a human child. But birds, such as cedar waxwings, mockingbirds, and American robins, can eat them greedily. Deer browse on plants like skunk cabbage. Yet one tiny bit of skunk cabbage would leave a burning sensation in the human mouth for hours. Another myth is that when you call someone, the signal bounces off of a satellite. The truth is that a satellite might be involved in an international call, but 99% of worldwide communications data travels through undersea cables. A satellite doesn't necessarily have to be a tin can spinning through space. The word satellite is more general than that. It means a smaller, space-based object moving in an orbit around a larger object. The moon is a natural satellite of Earth, for example, because gravity locks it in orbit and around our planet. The tin cans we think of as satellites are actually human-built satellites that move in precisely calculated paths, either circular or oval, at various distances from the Earth, usually well outside its atmosphere. And how about that myth that alcoholic beverages make you warm? The truth? Alcohol dilates your superficial blood vessels, making you feel warmer. Turns out just one alcoholic drink would make you feel warmer, but it actually lowers your core body temperature. Alcohol may make your skin feel warm, but this apparent heat wave is deceptive. After you have a few drinks, alcohol causes your blood vessels to dilate, moving warm blood closer to the surface of your skin. Though this makes your blood feel hot, while your veins are pumping blood closer to your skin, you are losing core body heat, which is the heat that you need to survive. So, what good to reduce body heat can we expect? Extraordinarily high consumption of room temperature or cold water. Water has the potential to cool down the body. Tender coconut water, peppermint and mint, fruits and vegetables, drinking milk alongside honey, sandalwood, pomegranate juice, and vitamin C-rich foods. We were also taught that diamonds are the hardest substance. Diamond is the hardest naturally occurring substance found on Earth, but it is not the hardest substance. Wurtzite boron nitride and Lonsdale elite, which comes from meteorites, are both harder. Diamond is made up entirely of the element carbon. Another thing that is made entirely of carbon is graphite, one of the softest substances. The question has been asked, is a banana a fruit or an herb? An herb is a plant whose stem does not contain any woody tissue. Banana trees are therefore not trees at all. They are herbaceous plants and should be perhaps called banana herbs. So to answer this question, a banana is both a fruit and an herb. Lastly today is the myth that you should tilt your head back during a nosebleed. The truth? Doing this can be dangerous to the patient. Children often have nosebleeds. They can result of warm weather or exercise, which dilate the small blood vessels in their nose. Or they can be the result of picking or poking their noses, or running into things. If a child has a nosebleed, sit them down and grab something absorbent to catch the blood. Lean them forward, not back, pinching the bridge of the nose. Leaning the child forward while applying pressure to the nose will allow you to see when the bleeding has stopped and will avoid the blood trickling down the back of their throat, which could make them sick. You should apply pressure and try to compress the leaking blood vessel against the inside of the nose and stop the bleeding. We've all seen Barney Fife of Mayberry holding his head back after Thelma Lou punched his nose. But that's exactly what you should not do. It's a myth. History is full of myths and truth, and each Wednesday I'll distinguish between the two for you. If you enjoy this series on history, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at tom@tomjoyner.net. That's tom@tomjoyner.net. There are always two sides to each story. Each week, I'll give you the other side. Stay safe, and God bless America.